This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us now all the way from Nash Vegas, he's on News Channel 5 in Nashville, and of course he's the midday host on at Nash Sports Radio from 9 to 11 Central Time. Ladies and gentle friends, we are thrilled to be joined by our boss at WEEI's absolute favorite, Mr. John Burton, here on Six Rings and Football Things. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
We can hear you loud and clear,
great.
My friend. All right. So,
thank you for having me on.
Hey, thank you for joining us. We appreciate this. Giving our fans a little proper behind enemy lines perspective and trading some football, busting and a couple of good natured barbs is really kind of like what the balance in the world of podcasting, of news reporting, but, you know, properly maintained fandom is all about. So give us just right now, give us your 10,000 foot on exactly what a mess everything has been from post-Vrabel through the Callahan error. Because that's kind of looking Gerard Mayo-esque, just related to a different lineage. And what we can expect when we see Mike McCoy coaching the Titans on Sunday. Does anybody know?
No, nobody knows. We're all waiting to see what happens on Sunday. As far as the Titans go, I mean, it's an absolute mess. I mean, this is four straight years now that either a head coach or a GM or both have been fired by Amy Adams Strunk, the owner. There's been no structure. There's been seemingly no plan put in place, which is pretty remarkable when you consider we got a new stadium coming in 2027. So, it feels like a rudderless ship here in Tennessee with the Tennessee Titans, and it starts at the top with their owner. And, as far as Mike McCoy goes, he's stepping in as the interim head coach this week. And I guess priority number one is going to have to be fixing the offense and getting Cam Ward going. You know, the Titans offense only averages about 13.8 points per game right now, which is just, you know, you look at what those old geezers did Thursday night in Cincinnati, and that's not going to cut it, especially with a young rookie quarterback. So that's priority one, fix this offense, get Cam Ward some rhythm, get him going a little bit. But, you know, organizationally, you know, you got Chad Brinker as the president of football operations, Mike Borgonzi, a Boston guy coming in.
Yep.
From the Kansas City Chiefs as a general manager, and you know, they're doing everything they can, I guess. But right now, man, you can see it on the players' faces too when you talk in the locker room. A lot of confusion, a lot of blank looks on faces. So this organization has a long way to go to get back to even somewhat relevancy. And the one I feel for the most is Cam Ward. You know, he's drafted first overall. And it's his job to kind of fix this franchise and be the face of it. But now looks like he's going to have a new head coach coming in next year. He's going to have to learn a new offense, new nomenclature, new offensive coordinator. And who's to say that, you know, next year's head coach says, I'm not crazy about Cam Ward. Let's give Will Levis another shot or whatever. It's just nothing that this organization has done since Mike Vrabel left has worked.
Yeah, so going back to that, John, because that is obviously the story from our perspective, is Mike Vrabel's return to Tennessee with the New England Patriots. Do you sense any frustration down there still about Vrabel in particular? Like, you let him walk and now look what he's doing, turning around the Patriots so quickly? Or have enough years gone by and enough other catastrophes happened down there that people are saying, we've turned that page long ago, like, we're just trying to figure it out with Cam Ward.
Well, I can tell you this. The fans haven't forgotten. The fans loved Mike Vrabel when he was here because the Tennessee Titans had an identity, right? We're going to run the football with Derrick Henry right down your throat, and then off that, we're going to do play action and hit A.J. Brown for big plays down the football field. So the fans certainly miss Mike Vrabel's presence down here. You know, the players have, you know, at least they're saying what they're supposed to say. Hey, we've moved on, you know. Things happen. It's a business, yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, the fan base, especially given the fact that Brian Callahan came in, really was an absolute disaster. You know, Will Levis crashed and burned under his watch. Cam Ward was struggling mightily in the first six games under his watch. You know, you trade away A.J. Brown. You let Derrick Henry walk. I mean, all those things. And now you look where this team is now, maybe the worst team in the National Football League. So this fan base, which is, by the way, starting to grow more and more apathetic by the day, they certainly miss Mike Vrabel roaming the sidelines down here in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, it got so bad. Like, these are the signs, like you're saying, John. These are the telltale hallmarks of a dysfunctional franchise. You know, you've got in Indianapolis after obviously when their owner passes away, his daughters take over the franchise, right?
Yep.
And Carly, I forget her full name. She roams the sidelines. She attends practices. She's making notes, and people thought, oh man, now she's going to get involved. This is going to be a debacle. Instead, it's a functional relationship now where your offensive minded coach finds his guy. They get a healthy offensive line. They draft well. Jonathan Taylor's revitalized. And the Colts, speaking of teams we thought would be in the cellar of the AFC South, are dominating and are currently holding the one seed, a third into this snow globe of a, you know, laundry cycle season in the NFL. Whereas with the Titans, you'd think with all that draft capital, an offensive mind like Brian Callahan, who's coming in fresh off of Joe Burrow's greatest statistical seasons, would be, you know, what you guys need. Carly Ursay, you know, Jim Ursay, I apologize there for having a senior moment. You would think that Callahan would come in and fix
happens
things
to me all the time.
Wait, and I got a couple seasons ahead of you, my friend. So
you know what? You would be surprised.
It's just a lot of information. Like, you know, maybe it was a simpler time when it was a newspaper and you'd have to get your scores off a 1-900 line. But anyway, you know, it's just been a mess. You blow through Will Levis. You've got a quarterback in Cam Ward, who I read nothing but incredible things about: the man, the character, the work ethic, the drive, the want and the will to achieve and succeed. And instead, a couple weeks into the season, you know, he's coming out and just saying, if we're keeping it a buck, we ass.
I mean, I was in the room that day. I was like, did he just say that?
He did. It's the quote of the season by far. And it's not even close.
Yep.
So what has been the number one issue for? Is it bad drafting? Is it ownership involvement? Is it just, you know, poor communication? What is
all
the one
above.
Thing?
Okay. All of the above. check every box. You know, inconsistent drafting, certainly poor ownership and absentee ownership. You know, the day Borgonzi was hired to be the GM, that's a monumental day for your football franchise. You know, Amy Adams Strunk, the owner, was not there. The other day when Brian Callahan was announced he would no longer be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, you know, a press conference was held. Brinker and Borgonzi were there. Amy Adams Strunk, not there. And Brinker was specifically asked, where is Amy Adams Strunk? And he said, she's at her home. Okay.
It's a weird look.
Is this not worth at least calling an Uber or a Lyft down to the stadium? Like,
well, I mean, here's the thing. Her home is in Houston. She still lives in Houston. So
really?
Listen, I mean, she tried to, what she was trying to do, this is what I was told.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She's trying to, you know, get rid of the notion that she's a meddling owner. Hey, I hired my football people for football purposes. I'm going to let them handle it. But I think we're all in agreement here. It's just a bad look when your owner is not there. As far as the hiring of Brian Callahan, yeah, it seemed great on paper at the time. You mentioned the work he did in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor, helping develop Joe Burrow into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL when he's healthy. The problem is he was a first-time head coach who had never called plays before in an NFL game. So now you're asking a guy to come in, be the head coach, be the game day manager, and call plays and manage the game at the same time. It just, the formula never worked. And, you know, there were issues with Callahan in terms of, quite frankly, not knowing the rules. Opening day, you know, Gunnar Helm, their rookie tight end, makes a great catch along the sidelines, gets an elbow in. They call the play incomplete. Callahan doesn't know enough to challenge that, hey, one elbow equals 2 feet. You got to challenge that because technically that's a catch. He didn't know the rule, guys. How do you know the rule?
And
how do you not know the rule to be an NFL head coach? There's only 32 of these jobs. And I'm not trying to say anything bad about Brian Callahan. I liked him. He's a sweetheart of a guy, really nice guy. We all liked him here from a media perspective and a personal perspective. He's a good dude, but
sailor's mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, things like that. I mean, that's so bad on Callahan for not knowing the rule, right? We're all in agreement on that. But also bad on the Titans for not doing their homework and knowing, you know, whether or not this guy can, you know, offense is one thing, right? Yeah, we all need a good offensive coach. Seemingly, you know, Sean McVay has ruined it for everybody in the NFL. I'm old school. I like the defensive guy. You know what I mean? But you got to find the next Sean McVay. So bad on Callahan for not knowing the rule, but bad on the Titans for not vetting and doing their homework and figuring out whether or not, hey, can this guy not only design an offense, but can he manage a game on game day? Because that's so important as well.
John, I want to ask you specifically about Todd Downing. Because obviously he was the offensive coordinator down there. Before that, he was the tight ends coach. He's the receivers coach here in New England now. And the passing game is so excellent up here. None of us were prepared for it. We thought that Drake May was awesome and that he's this dual threat quarterback and he can take advantage of these zone defenses. But I don't think any of us were expecting guys like Kayshon Booty to have these huge games like he had last week and in the first week against the Raiders, Stephon Diggs to look as quickly as well as he has, as quickly coming off of his ACL at 31. What can you tell us about Downing? Because obviously it didn't seem to end like completely great for him in Tennessee, but he's really fitting into this receivers coach role in a seamless and in way that's elevating that room in a way that nobody expected.
Yeah, it's interesting with Todd Downing because when he was the offensive coordinator here, he had a tough act to follow, right? Arthur Smith did a wonderful job running the Titans offense. I remember in COVID year 2020, the Titans with Ryan Tannehill at the helm and Derrick Henry running the rock, you know, they had one of the best, really one of the best offenses in the NFL. I think they averaged well over 30 points a game. Todd Downing took over and everything was a little bit inconsistent. in terms of getting pushing the ball down the field. And, you know, you still had A.J. Brown at the time. And, you know, once he leaves, you got guys like Treylon Burks. And, you know, they're trying to sign these stopgap wide receivers. And the talent really wasn't there. And the passing game struggled. And he heard it from the fans. He really heard it from the fans. And then he had that unfortunate situation getting the DUI after the Thursday night game in Green Bay. And, you know, everything just kind of went downhill from here. And that seemed to really affect him, obviously, professionally and personally. But, you know, it's just Mike Vrabel has always liked him. Mike Vrabel has always had an affinity for him. And it's not surprising to me that he's finding success up in New England, because the pressure's kind of off being a position coach now. And, you know, you guys got some talent to work with up there. And he's done a really, really nice job developing and working with those wide receivers. And, you know, when you have a veteran leader like Steph Diggs, that certainly helps as well.
Yeah. And I think that, sorry, just really quick, I think he, you know, was, we got the reporting that Diggs had met at Davio's, a local kind of like high end steak place up here, and that Downing was there because he had the relationship with him from Minnesota. So I really enjoyed talking to him, and I feel like behind the scenes, he's been really instrumental with this passing game.
Downing's a good coach. He's a solid coach. And I think now that the pressure's off in terms of being the coordinator, he can obviously put his input in on game day to Josh McDaniels and the offensive staff as to, you know, what might work on a certain week. But he's a talented coach. And I think he just feels comfortable working under Mike Vrabel. And like you say, you see the results, and they've been really solid so far.
John, you talk about the Titans trying to establish like a clear plan and a path and a direction and a voice, and it's very muddled right now. And it's like, and nobody knows who's the captain on the ship and what's going on. And obviously you've only got an interim captain right now, and next year it'll be a new voice and a new direction. So it stands to reason it should be messy the rest of the way. Whereas in New England, we call them the Vrabros. These are all the guys that he's worked with at different stops. Yep. He gets his guys and he knows how, and they're all going to be in one direction. They are aligned behind him clearly as the leader. He's got obviously got a familiarity with Josh McDaniels, And then you've got a lot of intelligence in the room, Doug Marrone, Todd Downing, Thomas Brown. And it's a great collective football intelligence that is helping turn things around for the Patriots. But last question before we get a game prediction and wrap up the pod, and very grateful for your time. This has been terrific.
Absolutely.
So, is there anything that you think, any tricks, any stunts that Mike McCoy is going to put, is he going to do anything different? Like, will he put in Spears at running back? Is there anyone else he's going to start, a different kind of look that he's going to deploy? Because I'm sure there's a fear in Nashville that Vrabel is going to try to like ride over the hills, you know, burn the village and salt the earth because he's still.
I'll raise my hand and say that's what I think is going to happen. I think Mike Vrabel's walking into the Nissan Stadium on Sunday morning wearing a bib. He's going to have a fork in one hand, a knife in the other, and a bib and some moist towelettes because I think this is an A.J. Brown spank the goalpost game like I saw in Philadelphia a few years ago, in my opinion. To answer your question, Fitzy, you know, a lot of it depends on the health of Calvin Ridley. You know, he had to sit out most of last week's game in Vegas with a hamstring deal, so they're trying to get him healthy. I think what you may see offensively a little bit more is more tempo, because especially with a rookie quarterback, right, you get him in almost that 2-minute type of situation, you spread the you spread it four wide, and you just have him go up to the line, see what you read, you know, read what you see, I should say, and call a play, and maybe not have to think as much. So we could see maybe some more tempo. And that could be a situation where, you know, maybe try to speed up this Patriots defense, get them thinking a little bit, or maybe not get them thinking a little bit more and just having to react. So I think we could see some more tempo. Spears has worked his way back from injury. He's really good out of the backfield. So maybe some more plays for him. The guy they got to get going is Chigakonkwo, the tight end. I mean, this guy has all the physical tools, but you know, he has lapses during games. He'll drop passes. He won't run precise routes, that kind of thing. So I would imagine McCoy would, again, try to speed things up a little bit. And I think certainly trick plays are in the offing. They're at home. This is a fan base that, you know, is coming, that's coming in, like I said, bordering on apathy. Let's see some flea flickers. Let's see some reverses. Let's see some, you know, some fake punts. Pull out all the stops. Why not? Because you're 1-5. Really, you're 0-6 because the win they had in Arizona was ridiculous. And
nuts.
You know, I mean, come on. Let's be honest. I want a few dollars on that, by the way, though.
ain't no shame in that. And speaking of that, last night I lost an 8-legger because Kenneth Gainwell only got 14 yards, and I had him at 14.5. Damn it.
Yeah. I think McCoy's just going to come out and try to get some fun back into Titans football because we haven't seen that in a long time. So Vrabel talked about it in his press conference this week. Expect the unexpected.
That's a great way to head into it as well, because you do want to give the fans something other than, hey, there's the coach that we used to love, and he's on another team, and they're up by 24 points. I think it'll be close early on as well. I would expect the Titans to try to pull out all the stops, and we heard Jeffrey Simmons say earlier this week, you know, they're going to want to try to show up and show out for their coach to remind him of what he left behind. Part of it also seems like sending up signal flares like, Mike, come get us in the offseason, please. Come rescue us. All right, so let's give some quick. John, would you like to offer a score? I'm not sure if you're.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'll go Patriots 28, Titans 16.
Okay, here we go. That is an over and a cover for everyone at home who may have
over and a cover. Yes, sir.
Have certain applications on their telephone. Mego, what do you got?
I am sorry to do this. I have the Patriots 30, Titans 10.
Hey, the Titans earned this, okay?
Yeah.
No, they did. And the crazy thing is, John, before the podcast, we each write down our score. We do not see each other's score before we get rolling. I also went Pats 30, Titans 10. I kid you not. Wow. I think the Titans will. I wouldn't even be surprised if the Titans score first. Like, whoa, hold on. Like, Nissan Stadium
it's
is
rocking. It's been happening to this defense all season.
The Patriots start slow. They have a great run defense. The pass defense is coming together with the health of Christian Gonzalez. Looks like Jalen Hawkins will be back at safety, but old pal Harold Landry probably won't be based off of the ankle injury he suffered last week against the Titans. They are slow starters. They do adapt and adjust, which is great to see because the Patriots hadn't been doing that for quite some time. Then I can see the true talent prevailing in the Pats pulling away at the end. So new coach bump early, but in the end, talent speaks. Any other final thoughts you care to offer, John? Otherwise, we're happy to wrap and say thanks so much for providing some great behind enemy lines perspective.
No, it's just great being on a podcast in Boston with a guy named Fitzy.
you can finally check that box. It's like if I could serve you a frosty cold pint right now, although I know you're a certified fitness animal, I don't think you'd probably be tipping it back this early in the morning.
Well, listen,
make it feel like cheers.
Covering this team, you know, I need all the relief I can get. So whatever you got, I'm taking it.
God bless.
Oh, God bless. You can watch him on News Channel 5. You can hear him on Nash Sports Radio, 9 to 11 Central Time, Monday through Friday. John, thanks so much for the time, my man. Really appreciate it. Mego, as always, great job. You can read her at WEEI.com, and you can hear her on the pregame show as well. And this knucklehead right here can usually be found at the local tap room, bars, and breweries, and often on the post game and WEI afternoons. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the latest and always greatest Six Rings and Football Things. For John, for Mego, for Vrabel, for Todd Downing, for Mike McCoy, for all the good people in Nashville who just deserve a decent Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Good day. God bless. Go Pats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.